All right, come on, Fiona. You can do it. Shrug your shoulders, head down. Grab her arm with both your hands, protect your airway. Trap her calf, turn and throw, just like I showed you.
I'm the intruder. I'm in your apartment. I've got a gun.
Okay, maybe self-defense roleplay was a bad idea. You okay, girl?
What if the intruder comes back?
He's not gonna come back.
Drew's right. Chances are slim that you get attacked by the same intruder. In fact, anyone can get attacked anywhere, anytime.
Drew, this guy took my camera and my laptop. He knows personal stuff about me.
He doesn't care about you, right? He's just gonna sell it.
How do you know? There are crazies out there.
Okay, why don't we try this new self-defense move I like to call, knee him in the nuts.
What's the point, Bianca? I'm never gonna be able to fight off a guy who's bigger and stronger and possibly armed. I need reinforcements.
Like a bodyguard?
No.
Point of the police. I will personally see to it that this lowlife is locked up behind bars. Just speak to one of the detectives on my case. No, I understand that, but... Okay, thanks for nothing. Hi, Officer Turner.
Hi there.
Fiona Coyne, the victim of the break and enter.
Sorry to hear that.
The thing is, the detectives assigned to my case, I don't think they're very good at their jobs.
What makes you say that?
They have no leads. How is that possible? They swept for fingerprints, and I told them everything I could remember.
Fiona, I'll be honest. You probably won't get your stuff back.
No, I don't care about my stuff. I just want to feel safe again.
I know it's hard, but this person took your stuff. Don't let him take your life, too.
Hey, any luck catching the guy?
Nay.
Well, I have something that can make you feel better.
Another video of otters clapping?
Mm-mm.
A robot dog?
Not just any robot dog. Wait.
Well,
he can help keep intruders away.
Well, I feel safer already. You're sleeping over again tonight, right?
My dad's caretaker can't stay tonight. You're gonna be okay, right?
Yeah. Gotta learn to be on my own at some point, right?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
French Club welcomes you to Déjeuner à Paris. I hope you are enjoying the pâtisserie. I would like to say a big thank you to all the members.
What? It's too much.
No way. It's so good. No one will ever know you learn these songs off YouTube.
Do you think she'll like it?
Madame Janot, she'll love it. She'll forget all about you charging your car.
Mesdames et messieurs, we now have a special treat. Please give a warm bienvenue to Monsieur Zig Novak.
Merci. I would like to dedicate this song to Miss Madame Janot. Zooby zooby zoo. Zooby zooby zoo. Zooby zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo, la brûle des bisous. Dans les buissons sur le ciel du mois, à tout, les amoureux, ils n'ont pas de roue. Comme les oiseaux, ils ont rendez-vous, on l'entend partout. Zooby zooby zoo. Zooby zooby zoo. Thank you.
Zig! 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 Do you know the song you were singing?
I found it on the internet, okay?
Okay, well, it's about lovers and kissing.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Just go, please.
I know that you have been going through a very difficult time, and after our talk, it's natural that you feel close.
We're not staying for the cheese?
Oh, wow. He's like a mini Mike Dallas.
So did you tell Allie?
As far as she knows, I'm studying for algebra right now.
Huh.
It's just every time I tell a girl that I have a kid, they run off. And we haven't even gone on a date yet, you know? Maybe after that. Baby steps.
Dallas?
Drew, we get it. He's a good-looking kid.
No, but yes, it's just Allie's outside.
Oh, man, take him upstairs.
Bye. No!
Yes, please.
I'm
sorry. Let's go. We'll be back.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Well, I was thinking about you studying alone, and then it hit me. I know a thing or two about algebra.
Awesome.
Zooby, zooby, zoo.
Man, I'm pissed at you. You knew I was going to make an ass of myself, didn't you?
And you didn't disappoint.
Yeah, well, how am I supposed to face Madame Jeannot tomorrow?
You're into a hot teacher. So what? Lots of guys are.
I'm not into her.
Then how do you explain the zooby, zooby?
Can you shut up with that? I could have gotten her in trouble. I could have messed up her life.
You need to chill. You made one stupid mistake.
One mistake? Do you realize that I tried to steal Cam's girlfriend while I was dating Tori? I told me to stop, but of course I didn't listen. I hurt everyone that I care about.
If you were really such a bad guy, you wouldn't be crying like my baby sister right now. You're a good man, Zig Novak. And if those people don't see that, they're all dumb idiots.
How? What was that for?
Don't think I'm going soft.
So whatever operations you perform to one side of the equation, you have to do to the other. See? So, are you gonna invite me in, or?
Well, yeah, I'd love to, but you're just so, you know, distractingly pretty. Thanks for the notes, though, I owe you.
Anytime. I'm just gonna use the little girl's room.
Actually, it's clogged right now.
What's with the blocks?
Visual learner?
Dallas, there's something wrong with Rocky, man.
Did you give him nuts?
I don't know, there was some on the counter, maybe he had some.
He's allergic.
Dude, I didn't know.
I have to get his EpiPen.
Should we take him to the hospital?
Yeah, and you should call his parents.
Hi, Miss Parent.
And then she had to leave because her dad's nurse had the night off. You know what, Mom? I have a feeling that things are going to get better really soon.
Fingers are crossed, Fiona. I'll let you know how it goes after court tomorrow. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I should probably just get some sleep. I love you and Dad so much.
We love you too. Sweet dreams.
Who's there?
No sign of an intruder.
I feel like such an idiot.
Look, you saw something, you heard a noise, you called 911. It's the right thing to do.
In case the curtains attacked me. I feel so helpless.
Look, nobody is helpless.
Can I ask you a question? How do you do it?
I mean, there must be bigger, stronger men that you have to stand up to. How do you do it every day?
I'm a trained officer, and it helps that I'm armed.
Got a spare one I can borrow?
Leave the shooting to us, okay? Do you have someone you can call? Friends? Family? Someone that can stay with you?
I'll figure it out.
Fiona Coin.
C'est moi.
You ready to get started? You seem a little shaky.
I've never actually held a gun before. I was always pretty scared of my grandpa's.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Come on. First things first, safety gear. Always point the gun down range with your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Now, raise the gun, point it at your target, aim, and when you're ready, squeeze the trigger.
Just like, do it now?
Take a deep breath, then fire.
Is that for me?
Yeah, it's my time-traveling assignment. No, I was actually wondering if I could present it today.
Very well. Zig will now present.
Si je pouvais voyager dans le temps, je voudrais aller et hier soir, je n'aurais jamais throwing garbage on your car. Actually, if I were to go back in time, it would be before all of that. I never would have come between my friends. I wouldn't have hurt Tori. Because she doesn't deserve that. If I could go back in time, I would have listened to Maya. And I would have left her and Kim alone. I take back the things I said to Kim. I know that I don't deserve forgiveness. But I just want you guys to know that I'm sorry.
So? What'd you think?
I felt in control. It's exactly what I needed. How much for this one?
900.
Okay. Guess I could pick up a few extra shifts. I'll make it work. Do you take credit cards?
Yeah, buying a gun is not like buying a new pair of shoes, Fiona. First, you need a possession license.
So I have to take a course or something?
And pass a test. Then there's a background screening.
But I'm a single girl and I live alone. I need protection.
Fiona, the law looks down on owning a gun for self-defense.
So basically the law says I don't have the right to protect myself.
You don't need them.
Actually, I think I kind of do.
So amazing.
I'm just like, oh, I know.
Hey.
Zig, what you said today, that was really cool. Thanks.
It meant a lot to me, too.
We're late. We should get going.
You tried, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Hey, Eli said he needs more background performers for a zombie movie. Would you guys maybe want to be in it with us?
Definitely.
This. This is your gun. It's like another limb for you. It's an arm. It's a leg. And you're going to hold it so close
How's the zombie apocalypse?
Busy, but most importantly, how are you? You missed all your classes this morning, and I tried calling.
I had an appointment.
Oh, with your therapist?
At the gun range. I learned how to shoot.
Guns are scary.
Well, right now, it's the only thing that'll make me feel safe.
So what, you're gonna go buy a gun?
You don't get it.
Are you hearing yourself? Gun, Fiona. They shoot, kill, dead. Illegal. Gun.
It's not like I have anything else.
And cut! Imogen, timing on that scene!
Eli needs you. Figure it out on my own.
Thanks for coming. You're pissed, that's fair. But I want to show you something. I got Rocket's favorites. I got him trucks, dinosaurs, blocks, and there's even a space for books. I want Rocket to feel at home so we can visit more. He's gonna love it, right?
Leaving him with you was a mistake.
It won't happen again.
Do you know how many dates I've been on since he was born?
I have a feeling you're about to tell me.
None. Not one. I gave up everything.
I know, and because of you, I get to play hockey and I get to go to school.
Rocky could have died.
Messed up, V. I let our boy down. I'm sorry. Just please tell me what to do and I'll do it. Just let me be a better dad.
I need a gun.
Well, I need $1 million. Wait. You serious? You got cash?
Yeah, I have like 300.
No. Not here. Just follow me. You afraid of the dark? Because I can hold your hand.
I'm good. Thanks. Is here good?
Yeah, here's good.
Where's the gun?
Just give me the money, bitch.
Every right to be pissed at me.
Look, I don't like that you lied, but I get why you did. In your shoes, I might have done the same.
I don't want to hide Rocky from anyone anymore. I might even get his name tattooed on my arm.
All cursive with his portrait in black and white?
On second thought, maybe not.
So, Rocky like the boxing movie?
It's actually Rock. Like The Rock?
Oh, you named your son after a wrestler?
And actor, don't judge.
So us.
All I've wanted for so long is to take you on a date.
But you have more important things, I get it.
Yeah. From now on, he's my number one.
I've been calling. I even came to your place last night, and no one was there. What happened?
Nothing. I tripped.
whack my face on the coffee table. So clumsy.
What really happened? Fiona, I'm not stupid.
I went to buy a gun. In a sketchy area. Some thugs stole my money. I'm so stupid, Imogen. I could have died.
Well, thank God you're okay.
You're not mad?
When I realized how scared you were, I talked to my mom. She said you can come stay with us. Moms, dads, wherever I am. You're not alone, Fiona.
There was a time in my life when my worst fear is that I would be alone. Forever. But last night, when I was waiting around in the hospital alone, I had a lot of time to think. This past year's been the best of my life. I have the best girlfriend in the world. I'm not gonna let one break-in ruin how far I've come. I love my condo, and I might still get scared sometimes, but I have to keep living there. It's my home.
You're kind of my hero, Fiona Coyne.
You think my face will heal in time for prom? If it doesn't, can I make you into a zombie prom queen? Maybe Marisol will even let us change the theme to Night of the Living Dead.
Maybe.